On Monday, in a 5-4 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed a lower court's finding that 8 state House districts and 2 congressional districts in Texas were the products of racial gerrymandering. The ruling was mostly a win for Republicans and Governor Greg Abbott, whose lawyers argued that the Republicans who drew the maps were not acting with the intent to limit the political impact of minority voters. In the conservative justice majority opinion, however, the justices did find that one state House district, House District 90 in Tarrant County near Fort Worth, was unconstitutional. Raymond Romero is the Democrat serving House District 90, which wraps around the city of Fort Worth, kind of like a horseshoe. And though the majority conservative judges said it was, quote, an impressive racial gerrymander, they said the lower courts will have to figure out what to do about House District 90. They'll probably do nothing. Because as the People's News reported in April, the case had already been won by the Republicans before it was really even considered by the country's highest court. That's because the lower courts, though they ruled the maps were racially motivated gerrymanders, they didn't sink their teeth into the state Republican leaders. They didn't keep the state from using the maps in the last election. And for the next election? Well, the Republicans will be redrawing the maps anyway in 2020, just like they do every 10 years based on new census data. The Republicans get to draw the maps because the Republicans hold 54% of seats in the Texas legislature. In the dissenting opinion, Justice Sonia Sotomayor opened with a sentence widely quoted in the national media. She wrote, quote, "The court today goes out of its way to permit the state of Texas to use maps that the 3-judge district court unanimously found were adopted for the purpose of preserving the racial discrimination that tainted its previous maps." Further down in the dissenting opinion, Sotomayor continued, quote, "This disregard of both precedent and fact comes at serious cost to our democracy. It means that, after years of litigation and undeniable proof of intentional discrimination, minority voters in Texas, despite constituting a majority of the population within the state, will continue to be underrepresented in the political process," unquote. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who is still fighting a securities fraud legal battle of his own, yes, the Texas Attorney General, the state's highest attorney, has been under indictment since 2015 in state court on charges he misled investors in a company from before his time as Attorney General. Anyway, this week, Paxton, the indicted Texas Attorney General, he said the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Texas gerrymandering was a victory for all Texans. In a statement, he said, quote, "This is a huge win for the Constitution, Texas, and the democratic process. Once again, Texans have the power to govern themselves," unquote. In response, in the Houston Chronicle, Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa said the ruling was, quote, "the result of a vile scheme to silence people of color and Democrats at the ballot box," unquote. This story was written by Brandon Moeller for the People's News.